Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Home Alone. Well, at least he thought he was home alone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, do you have a real ghost story? Would you share it with us? Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Kathy Gordon.
Well, hey, Carol Hughes. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good today. I'm not going to complain. I got nothing to complain about.
Well, other than maybe mom's chair isn't working and my car is still in the shop. Other than that, whatever, you know.
Oh, my God. So, Kathy,
oh, no,
bought,
we're not going to get all of
when
it,
we can't.
Just,
and it,
we
it would
will
take,
let you guys know as soon as we get that all straightened out.
But I'm just going to say this. Kathy bought a new car a year ago, had so many problems with that one. They gave her another brand new car. And it's like, here's another brand new car. Still having problems. It's been, even the second new one has been in the shop for
several times.
A week this time. And this is the second week this summer that it's been in the shop. Mm-hmm. It's just like, my God.
You guys talk about hauntings. I'm being haunted by car issues.
Oh, Jesus.
But we will get it fixed.
It's never going to end.
As God as my witness, I am going to win. I'm going to succeed. You watch this.
I intend to succeed. You know, I will, hats off to you, because after all of this, my sister has still not posted a bunch of shit.
Nope.
On social media yet. And I'm like,
no,
Kathy,
haven't.
I'm going to post. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm saying something. And then Kathy's like, no, not yet.
Not yet. There will come a day I might.
I would have posted after the first car.
I'm using that for leverage.
Okay, you're being nice. So good luck with all that. But it has been ongoing car problems for a year almost. I think it was last summer when you bought the first car from them. And they just apparently don't make extra parts for cars these days.
Yep.
So we used every single part we had to put the car together. There are no leftovers.
And there were no leftover parts. There are none in the United States.
Bullshit.
I'm gonna win this. So,
okay.
Stay tuned.
Keep your head up.
Stay tuned, people.
So here's the story. Story number one. Hey, guys. I'm a pretty new listener here. I listen while I eat. Try to fall asleep, and my favorite time to listen is when I'm doing special effects makeup. What a cool person.
Special
it really sets
makeup,
the mood.
That's
I would
awesome.
Like to see what this person does. Do they just do it for fun? Do they do it for YouTube fame? Like, is it
do they
like
do it for
theatrical?
Movies?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Let us know. I've had many paranormal experiences in my life. My whole family has. But until I was in my late teens, I was definitely the most sensitive in that way. I've lost a lot of sleep over the years due to strange sounds, figures, and the everlasting feeling that someone or multiple people are in the room with me. I hate that for this person. Everlasting
that is,
feeling that someone or multiple people are in the room with me.
That is
that
awful.
Has got
That's
to
a
get
horrible
old.
Feeling.
It's like, I just want to read before bed. And
no,
why are
just,
you guys
it's
hanging
It's just a
out?
Horrible feeling. Yeah.
I've only had a few visual experiences while the rest are just a sixth sense, which is hard to say, hearing things or feeling someone touch me. Fear was almost always present. I will tell you about the time when I was most afraid. I was about 13 and my parents had just left to go to dinner. It was just me and my dog in the house, and I had just gotten some new shoes and wanted to see how they looked in the two full mirrors in the basement. The room was in, I know, you're mirrors. Going in the basement with mirrors.
Number one, mirrors. Number two, basement.
And number three, the feeling that somebody's always looking at you.
Oh, dear.
It's not
That's
good.
Scary. Yeah.
The room I was in had a door to the garage and a door to a bathroom. I was standing there with my pants rolled up, looking stupid in the mirror, when I heard a hard knock on the garage door. Then the doorknob jiggled. I ran into the bathroom to unroll my pants since I looked silly. The door is always locked, and whoever tried to use it, the door is always locked, and whoever tries to use it needs to be let in. Oh, that's interesting. So that wouldn't be unusual there. So if this person's in the basement hears that, it's like, oh, I gotta go let him in. So I'm gonna like unroll my pants because my new shoes don't go with this outfit I'm wearing right now, and I look stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. So I waited for my mom, dad, or brother to yell to let them in. Then it hit me. Nobody's home. They left 20 minutes ago. If they opened the garage door, you would hear it through the entire house. Who the F is in my garage? That sank in, and I quietly stepped into the middle of the room and stared at the door, waiting for another knock or jiggle. Above that room is the dining room, which has a linoleum floor and a large table in the middle. I heard, clear as day, about six hard, heel-to-toe boot steps walking slowly across the dining room. I about shit my pants. My dog wasn't making any noise. I made my way to the stairs and yelled for my dog, who ran to the front window. When I got to the top, there was nobody there. Nobody. The vertical blinds were moving by the sliding door. The door was closed and locked. It could have been my dog or something, but it just added to it, I think, is in the feeling of unease and spookiness. I hurried and wrote a note to my parents saying I got scared and went to Mandy's house. She was my friend on the next street, so I bolted to her house. All the trees were bare, so the moon was casting a long, creepy branch shadows all over the ground, and dry leaves were scraping against the pavement behind me, and it made a sound like someone was chasing me. So I hauled ass to her house and knocked. Her older sister opened the door and asked if I was okay. She said I was so pale and I looked like I had seen a ghost. I stayed there till my parents got home. That was probably the most scared I've been due to a paranormal incident. I know what I heard, and I saw the doorknob jiggle. So creepy. I have many more stories, which I will submit all in good time. Love the show. Thanks for reading my story. Hope to hear it on the air. That is just so creepy. Because you're
that
just home alone.
That is really creepy.
And like, in kind of two when you're 13, there is something that's sort of fun when you're by yourself sometimes. And
well, yeah.
That and freedom.
I love that. You know, they were just doing what 13-year-olds do, like trying on new shoes, probably listening to music or whatever, you know, being, you know, our cool 13-year-old self. And then just least expecting it, all of a sudden, there's this doorknob jiggling, knocking on the door, and then that weird footstep thing upstairs. Boy, I cannot believe they had enough courage to get to the top of the stairs and look.
That would have been hard for me.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so hard. But the dog did not seem freaked out.
Well, it sounded like the dog wasn't making any sound. And then let me see. The dog wasn't making any noise. I made my way to the stairs, yelled for my dog, who ran to the front window. So I guess the dog went and looked outside. And then the vertical blinds were moving by the sliding door. That could have been caused by the dog. But it doesn't sound like the dog was freaking out.
No.
But the dog also wasn't in the basement and heard that part. was he or she the only one who could hear the sound? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was a creepy one.
I hope as that person has gotten older, like that feeling of somebody's always watching you around has gone away. Like, because you would never be able to relax.
Right. That's super stressful. And I know that feeling when something happens like that and then you just like have to leave. Like kids, when we lived in that haunted house, how many times would we just bolt out the door and go stand outside?
In the middle of the day, too, there was a lot of times, middle of the day, I would be like, all of a sudden, there's this overwhelming, I don't know, like someone was right there and it's going to get me and I've got to get out of this house.
Yeah. And we'd just bolt outside, go sit on the porch, go out, go across the street to the little lake. Actually, it was a very big lake. You know, go out into the yard or do something, but get out.
I ran to the church once you and mom were cleaning the church and I ran all the way there.
Well, yeah. Well, and, we'd be like, what's up? Oh, I just thought I'd come see what you're doing.
Just saying, hey.
Yeah. Hey, here I am. I know, like over to the roller rink or wherever everybody is or the grocery store.
Just
got to
get out. It's just too much. And especially when you hear something walking. Like, that's such a distinctive sound.
I cannot believe they had the courage to get up the top of those stairs.
But then, do you want to be trapped in your basement? Like, shit, the doorknob's jiggling, and then, what am I going to do? I've got to get out of the house, and that's the only way to go?
I get that part. Just take off to Mandy's.
Yeah. Well, here's another story. It says, hello, my name is Blythe, and I've been listening to your podcast for a while and decided that I, too, want to share my ghostly experiences with the show. So my first major encounters with the paranormal started at my parents' old house in northern Kentucky. When I first moved into this house, I didn't really believe too much in the paranormal and instead just thought ghost stories were a thing to tell around Halloween and set the creepy mood of the holiday. However, after living at this house for 11 years, my thoughts, let's just say, changed drastically. I started not only believing, but also having an interest in the unknown. About 2 weeks into living at this house, I started to notice weird things going on in and around the home. Hearing voices when I was the only one at home at the time, bedroom doors forcefully closing upstairs on their own when I knew no gust of wind was present, and hearing as if someone was walking around our kitchen during the day when both me and my parents' dog were on a different floor. These were typical ghost activities, but it still freaked me out the more and more it started to happen to me each day. Like I said before, I didn't really believe too much in the paranormal when I was young, so when this stuff started happening to me, I really didn't know what to do. And that's a lot of activity with doors shutting. What else happened there?
People
hearing
walking.
Voices. Someone walking, like, that's some scary shit.
Well, and when it's happening, like, almost every day.
Yeah. And then you're the only one at home.
For 11 years?
Oh. I guess. I tried to rationalize it in any way I could as to what was going on. I tried to debunk things like they do on ghost shows to make myself less scared because at the time, my parents worked during the day and I was alone in the house with all of this weird stuff going on. However, things got a lot scarier for me when I ran into my first shadow person down in the basement. Shit.
Oh,
that's not in there.
Basement,
I just said
shit. No less.
Yes.
Oh, no.
My parents' house was a three-story home, so while they slept upstairs on the third floor, I would go down into the basement to watch TV and play games on our second TV down there, which makes sense because probably you could do it louder.
Right.
One night, I was down there watching TV and doing some laundry when I got hungry, and I decided to head to the second floor to get a snack from the kitchen. I should note that I was somewhat in the dark down there with just the light from both the TV and the light shining in from the laundry room door, which was on the same wall as the stairs leading up. So after I got something from the kitchen, I decided to head back down, and when I reached the top of the stairs leading down, I noticed a silhouette of what looked like a man casting a shadow on the floor as if someone was standing in the doorway to the laundry room.
Oh, no.
I immediately freaked out, thinking someone was down there, and bolted up to the third floor, which woke up my parents, who questioned me as to what was going on. I told them that I saw what I thought looked like a man standing in the doorway of the laundry room, only I just saw a shadow cast on the floor from the top of the stairs. Making sure no one else was in the house, my parents went downstairs to check it out, only to find that nobody was down there, and there was no way anybody could leave the basement unnoticed, as that whole floor was underground and the front door was past the stairs I used to get to the third floor. I would have seen whoever passed the stairs if they were to leave the house, not to mention I was in the laundry room earlier and didn't see anyone in there with me. This event left my parents confused as to what I might have seen or experienced in the basement. However, a few days later after the event, my parents too got a glimpse of the shadow person. Only this time he was upstairs walking from the den across the hall to my parents' room. My mom was heading up to use the bathroom upstairs in the hallway when she noticed him and called for my dad, who was in the living room behind her. He rushed over only to catch a few seconds of a shadow dashing into their room. So they both saw it, I guess.
Good. I'm glad. I mean, I'm not glad.
It's like, yay, you saw a shadow person.
But it gives kind of some validation, you know?
Yeah. And it gives validation to the kid.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Like, you know, now they think, well, yes, this is true. She wasn't just, you know, seeing things or making things up.
So it says, my parents told me about their experience once I got home after riding the bus from school. It felt good to know that I wasn't the only person to see him, as my parents also saw him. It made me feel less crazy and alone when they too started to experience weird things around the house. I also had another experience in the basement, this time with a poltergeist in the bathroom. What would happen was there were these three shelves on the back wall of the bathroom with various knickknacks on them, and every time I tried to dust the shelves and put stuff back on them and leave the bathroom, stuff would be thrown off the shelves. As I was going up the stairs, I would hear things being thrown against the bathroom door, and I would open it to find everything on the floor. I can't remember how, but I later learned that if I put the stuff in a certain order on the shelves, they wouldn't get thrown off. I guess the poltergeist was OCD or something. The OCD poltergeist.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't go that way.
It's not bad enough to have a poltergeist, but to have an OCD poltergeist. Oh, my goodness.
It's like, just tell me what you want. Yeah, I will do it your way.
You have to have it in a certain way. You know, like, tell me.
I can't believe that this person, Blythe, I guess, I can't believe that Blythe even figured out that if I put them up a certain way, or I put them a certain way, that it won't throw them against the door.
Interesting, isn't it?
I mean, by trial and error, was it a dream or was what?
I don't know.
It says, I'm not sure what to make of that. I have had many more stories to tell about this place and other places I have lived that also had ghosts as well. I love that people can write or call with their experiences. I find it very interesting to hear their stories and find out how much of an effect ghosts have had on our lives, both good and bad. Agreed, Blythe. That's a creepy ass house.
That really is. There is a lot of activity in that house.
You know, because at first, like, the shadow from the laundry room, when I read that, I was like, well, maybe you could have had a dress hanging in the laundry room. You could have had a jacket hanging in the laundry room that maybe was hung in such a way that the light from the laundry room, you know, there was a shadow cast out into the other room. And maybe you're playing games, you hadn't noticed it. But see, then the parents see a shadow figure.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem with that something hanging, is that it has to start at the floor.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense for it to cast correctly?
And the other thing,
you can't have something hanging up high and then it casts, like, if somebody's standing there, it has to cast from, be set on the floor and then cast the shadow down, right?
Right. But the other thing too, that that Blythe got a really, really bad feeling, like went and woke her parents up.
Right.
You know, so there was that really like, this isn't right. Listen to that voice. I'm always, you know, you always got to listen to that voice.
I agree. Always listen to that inner voice. It tells you, you know.
But it sounds like things were happening to Blythe first. And then the parents started experiencing that. And they lived in that house for a long time.
Oh, my God.
But it's interesting because it kind of sounds like a scary thing. But then it's an OCD ghost. So maybe it really wasn't super scary to them to live there that long.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand. I hear of people living really long times in haunted houses, and I don't know how they do it. Like, I've lived in some haunted places too, but at some point I had to get out.
Well, and it's just living like that all the time, you know, and because I don't care. I don't think I would ever get used to hearing someone walking around my house. I would never get used to door shutting upstairs when there's no windows open. I would never get used to hearing voices.
No.
Seeing shadow people. That ain't normal.
No.
I'm
with you. I can live with a lot of people that are kind of strange people, but I don't think I can live with a lot of negative ghosts.
That just makes me laugh because it made me think. I personally have lived over the years with a lot of strange people.
Well, I have too. I mean, you know, and just specifically thinking of my ex-husband.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, just saying, I can live with a lot of strangeness for quite some time. I just don't know that I could live with this, you know, that level of haunting.
That guy, your ex-husband, is going to come back and be an OCD ghost. I'm just telling you, if anybody's an OCD ghost, it's him.
People, if there's anyone ever OCD in this world, it was him, you guys. And I am telling you, he is going to come back and haunt me.
Because it's not going to be you. He's going to just haunt his house. Well, whoever buys it down the road.
He will organize my closet, maybe, or something. I'll come back and all my shoes will be in alphabetical order, like by color, like blue and then green and then orange, you know.
And toothbrush will always be in the exact same spot with the toothpaste 2 inches away from it.
That is exactly right.
And then you'll look to the sky and raise your fist and you go, oh, you.
Oh, damn you.
Damn you. Why do you haunt me so? Just telling you.
Let it go. You know.
The toothpaste was okay where I put it. Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you so much for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.